The Senate passed its version of the Farm Bill Thursday. The bill is a ginormous $860 billion piece of legislation. It covers everything from crop insurance to land conservation to SNAP benefits, also known as food stamps. The Senate's bipartisan effort contrasts with the House version passed last week, which includes strict new work environments on people seeking food stamps. The House bill also cuts conservation programs that are spared in the Senate version. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant digs into the Farm Bill.
Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson is vice chair of the House Agriculture Committee, and he's proud of the bill passed by the full House.
I was impressed, actually. That's the first time we would have, that I know history, that we'd be able to pass a farm bill with just Republican votes.
Nearly 80% of the money in the farm bill goes to food assistance for people in need. And Thompson says he's pleased with changes to the SNAP food programs. The farm bill also provides billions for subsidies and crop insurance, and it doles out billions of dollars to help improve environmental practices on farms.
What I think everybody needs to understand is this farm bill, and specifically the conservation title, is about about clean water, clean air, healthier soils, more habitat for wildlife.
But a review by the Congressional Budget Office finds that the House Farm Bill reduces total spending on conservation programs by nearly $800 million over 10 years. Colin O'Neill is legislative director with the Environmental Working Group. In a recent report, it found that runoff from farms is damaging drinking water in many states.
We know that the farm pollution problem, and especially how it impacts water, is only getting worse. And we simply can't be taking a step back and reducing funding for these valuable programs, which are already underfunded.
Fertilizers, pesticides, manure, and sediment from farms have been blamed for everything from feeding toxic algae blooms in Lake Erie to pollution in Chesapeake Bay to the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. O'Neill explains that a variety of programs funded through the Farm Bill help farmers adopt voluntary conservation practices to reduce runoff from their farms.
Like planting cover crops, putting in buffers around rivers and streams, and applying nitrogen more efficiently. All those in combination can really dramatically improve water quality and the quality of America's drinking water.
One program at issue in the 2018 Farm Bill, the Conservation Stewardship Program. It provided Pennsylvania farmers a loan with nearly $8 million last year, helping farmers who've already worked on environmentally beneficial projects and want to do more to improve soil, air, and water quality on their farms. Yet the Farm Bill passed by the House this month eliminates the Conservation Stewardship Program. Congressman Thompson says the program is being rolled into a larger one known as EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
We're gaining some efficiencies, there's no doubt about it.
That will still mean a net reduction in funding of nearly $5 billion over 10 years. Critics, like the Environmental Working Group, say the EQIP already turns away nearly two-thirds of farmers who apply for assistance. Hannah Smith Brubaker runs an organic vegetable, hen, and sheep farm in central Pennsylvania. She's also director of PASA, the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture. She says while the EQIP tends to focus on large monoculture farms, the newer Conservation Stewardship Program has worked better for the smaller diversified farms.
Diversified farms tend to think that the Farm Bill doesn't really offer them much support at all, and so when there finally is a program that is helpful and accessible and then it gets eliminated, it just sort of reinforces that belief that the Farm Bill's not really, you know, it's not for me.
Smith Brubaker and others are more supportive of the bipartisan Senate version of the Farm Bill, which maintains the Conservation Stewardship Program. The Pennsylvania Farm Bureau represents thousands of farmers, including large-scale agricultural producers. Spokesman Mark O'Neill says that the state received $60 million for conservation programs from the Farm Bill just last year. But he isn't worried about cuts in the House bill.
We think that as the negotiations between both sides go forward, there will be adequate funding for those programs.
O'Neill says the Farm Bureau is pleased to see the bill moving forward because his farmers want to see it finalized before September 30th when the current Farm Bill expires. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.